This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of news and information I want to share. I've got a couple of clips I'm going to play. You know, I really hate to talk about the speech from Thursday night because I feel like everybody has covered that probably yesterday, but I just have to do it, so I'm sorry. You know, earlier in the week, Wednesday, the White House, this is a Breitbart news story, the White House denounced supporters of President Donald Trump on Wednesday, accusing them of posing an extremist threat to our democracy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre began the daily briefing by condemning Republican leaders for their dangerous rhetoric, but also said the president believed supporters of former President Donald Trump were a threat. Let me be very clear. It's not just Republican leadership. It's not just the blanket right, she said to reporters. He's talking about an extreme portion of an extreme part of the party. Pierre previewed the president's speech planned for Thursday night about restoring the soul of democracy and warned of extreme Republicans. When you're supporting an authoritarian figure, as we have seen, who is currently leading the former president, you know, and saying and inciting the violence that you are or wanting to take our freedoms, you know, we need to say something, she said. So, they were leading us up to the speech Thursday night, and I turned it over there, and when I saw that big red backdrop with the Marines, you know, I expected it to change quickly, or, you know, it was red of the flag or something. And then when I realized that it wasn't going to change, you know, it looked like he was going to announce it was a Marilyn Manson concert or something. I mean, the optics of that was surreal. And then he goes on to say the MAGA Republicans, you know, are a threat to democracy. I couldn't tell you how many times he said democracy. So MAGA Republicans, Make America Great Again, they have denounced this now to you're a domestic terrorist if you stand for making America great again. And you know what? Even though a lot of us don't have much use for Donald Trump, most in this audience agrees on many things. And those things are, you know, we would like to have legitimate elections. We would like to have the rule of law. We would like to have a level playing field when it comes to the justice system instead of this two-tiered injustice system that we obviously see. We would like gun rights not to constantly be infringed upon. We would like state rights. We would like accountability. We would like secure borders. We would like the school system to just teach the children and have no indoctrination and leave politics and family matters and sex and that type of thing to the family. And we'd like to have peace and not be in a constant state of war. And we'd like to have a good economy where, you know, you can have some feeling of safety in the, actually, you can go to see bread in it, and the prices are not always changing up and down like this inflation. So these are things that, you know, a lot of people that consider themselves Make America Great Again, whether they, you know, and a lot of people love Donald Trump, and a lot of people hate Donald Trump, and a lot of people somewhere in between, but these things that I just rattled off the top of my head are the people that they're talking about and trying to categorize as domestic terrorists, and then lumping in there, of course, anyone who questions, this is the real rich one. I mean, there was so much hypocrisy here, you could cut it with a knife, but anyone who questions the legitimacy of elections. Now, that's rich, given what we saw in 2016, and I'm fixing to play a clip, and in this clip, you'll recognize some of the voices, like Hillary Clinton, and some of them is just media people in the media that I don't know some of their names, but from after the 2016 election, where they were claiming that, it was that President Trump was illegitimate, but now you're not supposed to question elections. And why would they be doing that? Well, I'm here to tell you why they're doing that. They're doing this for so many various reasons. But one of the things is so that what we see coming in November, you're not supposed to question the elections. You know, you're a domestic terrorist if you question the outcome of elections. So let's go ahead and play audio number one, please, Sam.
Somewhere from a special place in hell, Saul Alinsky, forced to watch C-SPAN for eternity, is laughing.
I suppose, given a choice, I think I would pick hell.
Reveling in Joe Biden's textbook example of a speech utilizing every rule for radicals he could jam in.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Biden's address of doom arrogantly rattled on, knowingly ignoring the criminal double standard that the speech was perched upon like a gargoyle.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is a legitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
And now America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
He has never done anything for not even one person that I know of. I never heard anybody say anything about him. And people want to talk about Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Why is this man over there taking care of people at the border? We hungry, we need a place to stay. We feel like we're in a concentration camp.
After the country endured millions of dollars in damage and deaths due to the left's unchecked goading of violence.
And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
I feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you...
All right, how about that? How about that? I mean, that is... I don't have to explain to this audience the amount of hypocrisy that was in that clip. unbelievable, really. I mean, so, you know, they're setting the stage... I hate to sound so much like AJ at the moment, but this is when you would see some sort of, right before the election, some sort of horrific event that would, they would be used to either persuade a lot of voters to not vote or to galvanize a lot of people to vote. But either way, I'm really not concerned with how many people vote or don't vote, because I do not think they rigged the 2020 election to be thrown out of office in 2 years. And I think there's a lot of varying possibilities what can happen between now and November. But there, even though the wheels are falling off, and I'll cover it, the COVID, there's still no accountability. Even though 2,000 mules proved beyond a reasonable doubt to anyone that's open-minded enough to watch it what transpired in the 2020 election, there's no accountability. And the resident of the United States can get up and pretty much demonize half the population as domestic terrorists for, and you just heard the clip where they, oh, you remember, a lot of people, it falls out the memory hole, but I mean, you know, Paul Ryan, Barr, these type supposed Republicans going along claiming their election was legit. I mean, you know, and we're being set up for it again. And, you know, did you see where this past week, there's so much I could spend 2 hours on it. Biden said that bullets fired from an AR-15 go 5 times faster than from other guns. And the media don't even check him on this just ridiculous absurdity. You know, I mean, it's surreal. I mean, we're living in such a dystopia where it's finally gotten to the point to where anyone that actually does stand for the rule of law. We all remember during the Black Lives Matter riots, that was okay. That political action and burning down cities was to be condoned. You know, North Carolina had a constitutional amendment. They amended the Constitution of North Carolina, the North Carolina legislature, to add that marriage was between a man and a woman. That's how strong at that time the people in North Carolina felt. And of course, this was prior to the Supreme Court ruling. Well, when the Supreme Court ruled, you didn't see the right in North Carolina out rioting in the street. There may have been a few small marches, and I'm guessing possibly, I don't even remember it. I doubt, there may not have been nothing. So to paint with this brush that the right is going to go out and riot, and they're predicting that they're going to go out and riot, really gives you the itchy feeling that... you know, things are, the groundwork is being laid for what lies ahead. And next hour, you guys can weigh in if you'd like, because I'm gonna move on. The White House sidestepped a question about why it continues to let untested and unvaccinated illegal immigrants into the United States, while tennis star Novak Djokovic is not allowed to enter and play in this year's U.S. Open. Got a phone call yesterday from a lady, double vax, boosted, got COVID for the second time, she claimed. Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey questioned the Biden administration about the paradox during Monday night's briefing. How come migrants are allowed to come into country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not, he asked. The White House press secretary, the U.S. government cannot discuss the details of individual visa cases due to privacy reasons. Yeah, we've got to respect the privacy of invading illegal aliens. The U.S. also does not comment on medical information of travelers as it relates to the tennis player. Jean-Pierre deferred the question to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, saying it's two different things. Ducey further pressed Pierre on the remark, somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane and you say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated and they're allowed to stay. That's not how it works. It's not like someone just walks into the country, she replied. You know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, just blatantly lie continually. Just redefine everything. You know, they've redefined in recession. Long ago, they redefined illegal alien. They just redefine anything. You know, gas, I heard them this week. They were bragging and taking credit that gas had went down. Now, gas has practically doubled during the Biden administration, but that doesn't matter. If it goes from like $4 to $3.75, they have the audacity to try to make that something they take credit for. I mean, unbelievable. Now, internal emails at the Department of Homeland Security, exclusively reviewed by Breitbart News, revealed the agency is continuing to knowingly release COVID-positive border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States more than a year after Biden's DHS was first accused of releasing COVID-positive border crossers into the U.S. Interior as part of his expansive catch-and-release operation. The agency is still knowingly carrying out such releases. So this, I just wanted to throw that in because obviously when it comes to illegal aliens at the border, COVID doesn't matter at all. But, you know, you, if you are a healthcare worker, you need to be vaccinated. The police need to be vaccinated. The military needs to be vaccinated. And double supposedly vaccinated and boosted Biden, you know, got COVID. The wheels are completely coming off their COVID narrative. And to prove that, there's a story on needtoknow.news right now. Government database, this reminds me of Daryl in Canada, government database reveals 10,000% increase in cancer reports linked to COVID vaccines. Researcher Brian Shulhavi investigated the CDC's vaccine adverse event reporting system and discovered a 10,661.4 increase in cancer reports as a result of the experimental COVID-19 gene-based vaccines as compared with all FDA-approved vaccines over the last 30 years. He found 837 cases of cancer reported following COVID-19 vaccines and compared it to all FDA-approved vaccines for the previous 30 years and found only 140 cases of cancer. He concluded that the increase was 10,661%. The VAERS data also showed that there were 29,790 deaths and 247,686 serious injuries between December 14, 2020 and July 22, 2022 from the injection. How about that? Now, if you had any kind of legitimate news media in America, they would cover that story and let the people digest it and determine what they want to believe themselves. But that's not the game the news media plays in America. They indoctrinate you with their propaganda to push you in one direction only. And when with regards to the COVID clot shot, as you all well know, it's all been go get it. It's all the PSAs that's constant. Vaccine.gov, where to get it, you know. Biden, get your vaccine. Just get it. You know, and now look at the problems that the... And in Washington, I think I've got the story. I'm not sure if I've got the story, but in Washington, D.C., they're forcing to go to school. The students have to be vaccinated for COVID-19. You know, and the children, as everybody knows, if they supposedly do get this flu, it's just the flu. So, I mean, the ground they have covered with COVID-19 is just remarkable. And the ground they have covered with the 2020 election and getting by with it, and you know, a whole bunch of the Republicans went along with it. I mean, I'm just here to tell you, as we talked about last week, I turn it on, I hear some of these high-paid political pundits, you know, like the Pawn, the two goobs that took over for Rush Limbaugh, and now the red wave, oh, the Republicans, we're fixing to get them, oh, we're going to get them, you know, and it's just, it saddens me that people still, election after election, year after year, decade after decade, still fall for that same old game. But they do, and I mean, they really, really do. And you know, last week I told you how we just moved from homosexuality to transgenderism. Well, listen to this story. An academic in Belgium has come under fire for an unearthed research paper in which he admits to being a pedophile and argues that society should be more tolerant of minor attracted persons and that the LGBTQ community should accept pedophiles as a sexual minority, which is just a matter of time. An academic paper published earlier this year on the website Controversial Ideas by Breck Verwater, a pseudonym apparently used to protect the author, argues that pedophilia should be classified as just another sexual orientation and that minor attracted persons, which is MAPS, should be accepted in society. So, you know, we're getting a lot more of discussions of that. And you're going to keep getting more discussions of that. And then they're going to, you know, they'll have a movie that has, you know, someone having an affair with a minor, and then they'll start lowering the age that they think consent should be. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago when I was playing what was happening in France and some of the other countries? So this is how it's incrementally somewhat done. It's just like smoking in restaurants in North Carolina. You used to go in a restaurant and it was smoking or non-smoking, and they had a smoking section and a non-smoking section. And then, it wasn't long, you could only smoke in a restaurant if it had a bar. The bar section could smoke, but if you didn't have a bar section, there was no smoking. And I don't smoke, so I'm not advocating smoking. I'm just telling you how they done it. And then finally, they said you can't smoke anywhere. Now, personally, I thought, since the restaurant owner put his time and money into the business, it should be up to him to say whether people could smoke or not. And then it would be up to the patrons to, oh, that's a smoking restaurant, I don't want to go there. Or, you know, they have a smoking section and a non-smoking section, or they don't allow smoking whatsoever. You know, I think that's freedom without the government having to be involved in every nuance of your life. But That's how they done it. And why did they do it that way? Because if they'd have just came out and said, hey, you can't smoke in any restaurants, there might would have been some backlash. I don't know. A lot of smokers took this pretty serious, but that's just an example of how they played the game. Now, the United Kingdom has rolled out financial compensation program for individuals and families who have been harmed by the COVID-19 vaccine, despite repeated claims by U.S. corporate media entities denying any negative health impacts of vaccines created by their largest advertisers. And this was from thenationspulse.com. Under the program, the first payments, which amount to a maximum of almost $150,000, have already been made to family members of individuals injured or killed as a result of the experimental vaccines. I was very surprised to see this. It had a lot of links to it with the British government's website. So, as I said earlier, it just appears like the wheels is just coming off of... does it matter? Does it matter? Well, I guess it does matter. I mean, it's good to see that what we said way back now is getting... at least, it's not, you know, the local news isn't telling people this, and the world news with Lester Holt certainly isn't telling people this, but people do see with their eyes. I have had several people tell me that did go get the clot shot and have not fared too well since, that they regretted it. But it goes back to, you can't tell these people. You know, sometimes I hear Alan and I hear other people talking about, and callers, talking about what it's like, you know, dealing with their family, telling their family what they believe and their family rejecting it or telling them they're nuts. And over these years, you know, I've been on RBN 10 years. I was doing local radio before that. Over these years, I can't tell you, and I might have mentioned this a couple weeks ago, ran into a gentleman, listened back in like 2010. He said I'd done a show about how the FBI would get these people involved in thinking they were helping, working with the FBI, and then they were the target and would be arrested for domestic terrorism or whatever. And he thought that was the craziest thing he'd ever heard. He'd never heard anybody say that. And he thought that was just absurd and ridiculous. And he said, now, you know, he said, I've thought about it time and time again with all of this that's happened about you saying that. And he said, and now I fully believe that's true. I fully believe that's true. So, you know, I guess the moral to that story is sometimes you plant that seed, people think you're nuts, but with your family, you know, when this first came out, I told all of my family, I'm talking about extended family, cousins and stuff, you know, don't go get the shot. At least wait and see, you know, but a lot of them took part in lining up as soon as it was available. The panic that they know how to play the American people like a maestro plays the violin, and it's never been more evident. I mean, you can go out here in rural America and see an individual anytime I want to. I don't have to go far, and I can see an individual riding around in a car by themselves with a mask on. You know, and so, I mean, to the extent that they've propagandized the public, and all, you know, I've been saying this every week, I think, you know, we're going to have, I'll just about bet the farm, we're going to have an October surprise. And I think this year, it's going to be a begging. I mean, what else would they do? So, all right, we're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. I've got a clip I'm going to play, and back in moments.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafine, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied. Or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. But it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're back on the alternative media here in the studio. And, you know, last week I did a segment and several called and commented on it. And we had a good conversation with Daryl from Canada last week. And I was saying they're going to put a nice tidy bow on the vaccine and lay it at Trump's feet, which, there's certainly, he went along with this warp speed, no doubt, and he can't get off of it foolishly. And I think we're going to live to see the day, especially if he tries to run for office, where you're going to see Biden, the news media, and all the rest saying Trump recklessly released a devastating, deadly vaccine. He's murdered people, and I think that's one of the many bombs that will be dropped as we go forward in the future. But I about fell out. We were talking about that, and I'm not the first one to bring up the fact that this is one of the things they're going to do as more and more of this information comes out about how devastating the clot shot is. But I was surprised to see this week Tucker Carlson ran this story, and I normally don't play a clip quite this long, but I thought it was very interesting, so I'm going to play it. This is Tucker Carlson this past week. Let's play audio 2, please, Sam. Hi, Sam. Audio 2.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Well, they finally got Big Orange. You were starting to think it could never happen. How could it happen? Once you accuse a man of racism and fascism and sexism, embezzlement, perjury, sex crimes, mental illness, treason, the last of which, by the way, is a death penalty offense, let us remind you, and then you impeach him twice on related grounds, and after that you send the FBI to his home to seize a handwritten welcome letter from Barack Obama, which turns out to be a state secret, possession of which is a serious felony. After you do all of that, and they have, you wouldn't think there'd be a lot left to accuse the guy of. You'd think they'd have run out of sins. Oh, but no. It turns out there's one left, and it's the big one. The crime of all crimes. An offense so diabolical, so morally repugnant, so contrary to the laws of God and nature, that once revealed to the public, Donald Trump is done forever. He will never again darken the door of American democracy. He will slink back in shame to his lair off the fifth tee to prepare for his well-deserved punishment. We won't see him again until sentencing. That's how bad this is. What, ladies and gentlemen, did Donald Trump do? We can now tell you. Donald Trump created the COVID vaccine. He did that himself and on purpose with malice aforethought. The vax is Donald Trump's doing. We learned that this week from Democrats in Congress. They announced that shocking news. An investigation by the coronavirus subcommittee found, as Politico put it, that the Trump administration pressured the Food and Drug Administration to authorize the first COVID-19 vaccines on an accelerated timeline. Following this, an accelerated timeline. They didn't even fully test the stuff. That's not science. Donald Trump doesn't do science. So they just handed this stuff out to people, citizens, recklessly. In the words of South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn, Donald Trump assaulted our nation's public health institutions with this poison, this so-called vaccine, and in doing so, quote, undermined our nation's coronavirus response. That's what Trump did. And here's the worst part. No one knew Trump was doing it. They trusted Donald Trump. He was the president of the United States. People believed him when he said the vax worked, especially older people. They knew they were at risk, and they wanted to believe that a shot would keep them safe. So they took Donald Trump's word, and then they took the vax. And then a lot of them got COVID anyway. It's horrifying when you think about it. Here is one of Donald Trump's elderly victims.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. Getting a lot of work done. Going to continue to get it done.
Look at that man. Donald Trump's vaccine did that to him. Four shots, a human pincushion, now a desiccated husk. Before he took Donald Trump's vaccine, that man was spry, filled with vigor and vim, famous for his mental acuity. Look at him now. And in case you think, oh, maybe we're overstating the case, maybe this is just a bad video, we're going to take you now to a live shot of that same man to give you some sense of the long-term effects of Donald Trump's vaccine. Here he is speaking at this moment in the state of Maryland. Watch this.
Social Security in the hands of Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean it. But it's not just Social Security. Senator Scott wants everything in the federal budget voted on de novo every 5 years it goes out of existence. That includes Medicare, veterans benefits, and everything else. Then along comes Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Marjorie Taylor Greene controls Social Security? It doesn't make sense. The compassionate person in you feels for that man because you know what happened to him. He took Donald Trump's vaccine, which Democrats alerted us this week wasn't properly tested. Now, your first reaction may be, wait a second, this seems like a revision of what I saw personally. Wasn't it Joe Biden who promoted the vaccine, who made it mandatory? Wasn't Joe Biden in charge when it became obvious the vaccine didn't work? And didn't Joe Biden's media tell us to get the shot months after Donald Trump left office? You may remember that, possibly because you remember clips like this. This is from July of last year.
If you're a school teacher, if you're a nurse, if you're a cop, you need to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you need to look for another job.
Yeah, take the vax or you're fired. In retrospect, it's pretty obvious they were carrying water for Donald Trump in that video. Now, if you're still not convinced, you're probably a cynical person. You probably have concluded that Democrats are panicked about being blamed for the single greatest public health disaster in history, and they're trying to shift the blame to Donald Trump before the full truth about the vaccine comes out. And it is coming out, and the midterms are on the way. You may have concluded that. But we're not cynical on this show. In fact, we're relieved. Now that Donald Trump is responsible for the vaccine, we can finally talk about the vaccine. Till now, we haven't been able to. Till now, it's been like living in a John Cheever story where the entire country is an emotionally repressed WASP family. It's 1952 in Darien, and Dad is just passed out drunk at the dinner table. But nobody's allowed to mention it. We all have to pretend it's not happening. Dad's fine. Be quiet. Over time, that level of denial is very hard to sustain. It makes you crazy. But thank God it's over now. Now that we can blame Donald Trump for the vaccine, we can finally tell the truth about the vaccine without being fired or attacked or thrown off the internet. We really should have thought of this earlier because it feels good, the freedom of this. So let's take a moment to talk about Donald Trump's vaccine and why it seems to be, among other things, dramatically raising death rates among young people. According to data from New Zealand, the government there, for example, children who were vaccinated between the ages of 10 and 19 were more likely, not less likely, more likely to die within a month of vaccination than those who didn't take the vaccine in the same age group. And it's not just the New Zealand government that has found this. This summer, a Dutch researcher called André Rader published a paper entitled COVID-19 Vaccinations and All-Cause Mortality. The research analyzed hundreds of cities and towns. What did it find? Quote, "We could not observe a mortality-reducing effect of vaccination in Dutch municipalities after vaccination and booster campaigns. We did find a 4-sigma significant mortality enhancing effect during the two periods of high unexplained excess mortality." Oh, so the data suggest, don't prove, but suggest the vaccine may be killing people. Unexplained mortality is also.
All right, so there you go. The wheels are falling off, but they've got the patsy lined up. I mean, if you really think about this one, what a diabolical scheme. And, you know, next hour we take phone calls, people's going to weigh in probably both ways. He was in on it, he knew in advance or not. But either way, what the American people has been subjected to, and now the fact that so many people, at least in my neck of the woods, that ran out and took the clot shot, now regret it. And more information, just like those facts at the end, the data is showing what's been done to the world. It's really incredible. It's really incredible. So I think to do this, that going forward you're going to hear a lot more information just like that, as people are weary of taking, and you're still going to have a segment of this society that will run out. You know, there's people getting the monkey box shot, you know? Wow. And I stand by my prediction that, you know, there's going to be some other scary variant in the somewhat near future. Well, I wanted to get this in quick because this is really interesting. RT.com ran the story. Putin explains Ukraine operation goals. Russia is trying to end the war with Ukraine waged on its own citizens after the 2014 coup, Putin says. Moscow seeks to end the conflict in Ukraine, which began in the aftermath of 2014, as well as prevent the emergence of an anti-Russian enclave in its territory, Putin has said. The Russian president made the remarks on Thursday during an open class held for Russian school children. Everyone believes that some kind of aggression on the part of Russia is happening today. No one understands or knows that after the coup d'etat in Ukraine in 2014, the people of Donetsk and Crimea, a significant part of them in any case, did not want to recognize the outcome of this coup, Putin said. Most Ukrainian leaders began a war on their own citizens and have been waging it for 8 years, he went on. Our golden mission, the mission of our soldiers, of the Donbass militias, is to end the war, to protect the people, and of course, Russia itself. An anti-Russian enclave is being created in the territory of present-day Ukraine, which was threatening our country. Putin also touched upon the state of an approach to school education in Ukraine, telling school children about what Russia's Minister of Education witnessed during his visit to Donetsk, which and other territories liberated during the ongoing conflict. The president admitted that the minister's account shocked him, and he was sitting with his mouth wide open. They didn't even know that Ukraine and Russia were part of a single state, the Soviet Union. They just didn't know it. That's how they were being taught. Ukrainian school children did not know the Crimea Bridge existed. They were being taught it was fake, Putin said, referring to the Kerch Road and Railway Bridge erected between mainland Russia and the peninsula following the 2014 reunification. So that story goes on to talk about how much lies and indoctrination the children in those areas was receiving under the Ukrainian control. And right now, as we speak, Breitbart has a story for today. Joe Biden requesting $13.7 billion more in aid to Ukraine as the $40 billion package is starting to run dry. So, I mean, it just shows that the United States government is willing to just endlessly pour billions into continuing this conflict, which continues to get more people killed, you know, and it's incredible. And this is incredible, too. California residents are being asked not to charge their electric vehicles from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. to conserve energy amid a brutal triple-digit heat wave, and they were warned to brace for potential blackouts. The request came mere days after the state announced a plan to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Congressman Steve Scalise pointed out that Democrats are trying to promote California's foolish energy policy nationwide. Congressman Austin Scott said Democrats' green energy infrastructure can't even support their expensive electric vehicles. I mean, the nonsensical, unbelievably ridiculous policies that they're trying to implement in California. And, you know, there was reports this past week, these fools that have went out and got these thermostats for their house or bought houses that's got these supposedly smart thermostats so you can turn your air conditioning or heat up and down with your phone. The government, I think it was Colorado, it might have been California, it might have been both, I can't remember. But the energy companies was taking them over and turning their thermostats to what they wanted them to conserve energy. And that's the future they want for us. I was at a hardware store, and they had these extremely expensive gas grills, like, you know, you'd put on your patio and cook with. And I was like, why is this grill so expensive? Like, you know, $1,500. And the salesman explained to me, so, well, this, you know, this is a smart grill. You can light this before you get home with your phone and control the temperature. So when you get home from the grocery store, you know, it's ready and you can just start grilling on it. Or while you're sitting on your patio, you don't have to get up to turn the knobs. You can just adjust it with your phone. And I was just stood there dumbfounded. That I was like, these things sell, I guess? People buy this? And oh, yeah, I've got one. Everybody loves it. I'm like, wow. People's too sorry to light their own grill or in such a rush. They need that? Or is it they just love playing with their phone so much that they've got to have another gadget connected to it? People are just fools. Coming up on the break, back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Constellation, the mountain king.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio, and yeah, I'm planning on taking phone calls all next hour. You know, if you were so concerned about carbon emissions, if you were so concerned with saving the planet, wouldn't one of the very first things you would want to eliminate would be war? If it was legit, which we know it's not, you know, if the seas were fixing to rise to these levels that they claimed, then you know Barack Obama wouldn't be living in a beachfront house. But they talk about this all the time, and you know we talk about the ridiculous stuff they're doing in California leading the way. But there's a story on RT. The Biden administration sent formal notification to the U.S. Congress on Friday, this is yesterday, of the intent to sell radar, anti-ship, anti-aircraft missiles to Taiwan. The total value of the equipment and maintenance contracts adds up to $1.1 billion. This is the fifth and largest so far weapons package for Taiwan approved by the current U.S. government. Its most expensive component is a SRP surveillance radar system valued at $665.4 million, followed by 60 Harpoon anti-ship missiles for $355 million, and so on. But that's not the case. You know, if you really wanted to start eliminating greenhouse gases and carbon emissions and all this, you could close military bases. You could work with diplomacy in any situation like the Russia-Ukrainian conflict instead of pouring money into it and for sure lengthening the conflict. But, I mean, that's just like, you know, going around pointing out hypocrisy. And real quick before we get to the top of the hour, Democrats making California a refuge hub for teen sex surgery. California Democrats in the State Assembly and State Senate have advanced legislation that would make the state a sanctuary where out-of-state parents can take their children to undergo sex change procedures. You know, that, like I was talking about last week on Harry Vox had some videos, and I'm not recommending you look at them unless you really want to. I had no idea how that type of procedure was carried out, and for anyone really to want to do that's somewhat extreme, but for anyone to allow a child to make that type of altercations to their body before they are old enough to enter into a contract or, you know, before they're an adult, it's just completely, totally insane. Coming up on the top of the hour break, taking phone calls all next hour. Back in moments.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.